Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Transfiguration. Now, there's a word you don't hear every day. Other than one day out of the church year, you might not otherwise hear it. Webster's dictionary defines the word transfiguration as a change in form or appearance, or an exalting, glorifying, or spiritual change. It's not something you see happen every day of your life, but one day a year, you'll see glorious happen. We'll discover the transfiguration isn't so much about what those disciples saw, but what they heard that they were to take from that mountaintop that day. So James, Peter, John are up on this mountain alone. And then all of a sudden, it happens. One moment, Jesus looks like he always had to the disciples, one of them flesh and blood. The next thing they know, Jesus' clothes become dazzling white, whiter than anyone could bleach them. Matthew's gospel tells us Jesus' face was shining brighter than the sun. Now, this had to have been impressive. Impressive to see this bright light coming from Jesus, the light of the Word himself. But wait, there's more. Up to this point, only people on that mountain were Jesus, Peter, James, and John. Now, out of nowhere, here comes Elijah and Moses. The last time anyone on earth had seen Elijah was recorded in 2 Kings, chapter 2. Elijah and Elisha were walking down one moment, then a chariot of horses of fire separated them, and Elijah is taken up into heaven. And now, out of nowhere, Moses and Elijah represented the law and the prophets of the Old Testament scriptures, or they're with Jesus on the mountain. So Peter sees all this amazing stuff going on the mountain before his very eyes. And he sees this glorious event take place, the light radiating from Jesus and Moses and Elijah's presence there. Out of the desire to keep that glory there for a long time, he says, "It is good for us to be here. Let us put three shelters up, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Mark adds in the comment that Peter didn't know what to say. They were so frightened. Whatever's going on that mountaintop that day is something that Peter wants to have last as long as possible. But then a cloud overshadowed them, the same kind of cloud that covered Mount Sinai when Moses went up to receive the Ten Commandments. The same kind of cloud led the Israelites out of Egypt. That same kind of cloud that represented the presence of God himself was there on that mountain. And the voice of God comes out of that cloud and told them, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." The voice directed them to the words Jesus had been speaking to them all alone. You see, it's not the miracles, not the glory of the transfiguration, but Jesus' words. Listen to him. Now, 6 days earlier, Jesus and Peter were there, and Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" With bold confession, Peter replies, "You are the Christ." And Jesus began to teach the disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law. And he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Peter rebukes Jesus, saying, "This won't happen to you. Messiahs don't suffer and die. They bring victory and glory to us." But Jesus replied, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have the things in mind of God, but the things of men." If Peter got his way, he would prevent Jesus from going to the cross. Even though Peter had the best intentions, he was trying to prevent Jesus from saving you from your sins. The real glory isn't the things of the world or listening to that voice inside of you. It's listening to Jesus and his word. And that means Jesus will go to Jerusalem, suffer, die, but it's going to be for your good. Listen to him. And then just as soon as God the Father had instructed those disciples on that mountaintop, listen to him, he was gone. They're gone. Moses and Elijah disappeared. Jesus' appearance was back to what it was before. No more light, no more cloud, no more loud booming voice from heaven. Just Jesus, Peter, James, and John making their way down the mountain and eventually to Jerusalem, where Jesus will suffer and die, just as he had talked about on that mountain. So now the question is for us. This is what we need to do. So what is our focus for us? What did God the Father tell Peter, James, and John? Listen to him. Christ, through his word, tells us that this event is what it's all about. Today we are reminded he is the one who gives us glory, true glory, with forgiveness of sins and eternal life. He does it by doing exactly what he talked about with Moses and Elijah up on that mountain, by going to Jerusalem, suffering many things, being rejected, despised, spit upon, and sentenced to death on a cross for us. And so we today follow God the Father's command on that mountain to listen to him. And that's why going to Bible class is so important, because we can listen to Jesus and what he says to us. Jesus has done a lot for all of us. He takes away your sins. Listen to Jesus call you his own. Listen to Jesus on your last day as he delivers you into eternal glory of paradise. Listen to him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.